Well, amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm going to be in Lamentations chapter 3, starting in verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because of His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I have hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. I want to, if I can, the Lord will help me this morning. I want to preach and teach a little bit on His mercies and how they're new every morning. Yeah. How we go through life and we get up in the morning, you know, men and women, and we get up and we go to work, and I don't know about you, and I fail an awful lot, but there are days where I get up and I don't pray like I should. I don't talk to the Lord like I should in the morning before I go to work or before I even start getting ready for work. And, you know, and I got to reading this passage of scripture, and it says, by His mercies we are not consumed. You know, if it wasn't for the Lord and His mercies, I wouldn't be here this morning. You know, it says, because of His compassions fail not. You know, He's a never-failing God. But, you know, it says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. But, you know, back before I got saved, I can look back in my life and see that the Lord was merciful to me. I can see that there was times in my life that the Lord saw fit to guard me and show mercy in the things I was doing. And I want to bring that out a little bit, you know, to your saints. You know, there was a time before you were saved that the Lord showed mercy on you. He continues to show mercy on us every day, and every minute. I believe that, you know, if it wasn't for His mercy, none of us would be here. If it wasn't for His grace, none of us would be here. None of us would be saved. You know, we would still be back in the Old Testament doing the sacrifices. We would have to be going through His rituals if He didn't go to Calvary and die for us and show His mercy. Over and turn with me over real quick to Psalm 40. Psalm 40. Psalm 40, starting in verse 1, says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. I want to talk a little bit this morning on that. He pulls us out. He pulls us out of that pit. You know, it says also here in verse 1, I waited patiently. Back in Lamentation, it says that's good, to wait quietly and patiently. Yeah. We'll turn real quick to Matthew. Chapter 11. Starting in verse 28. I feel like this was every saint's cry before he got saved. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto my soul. Back when Brother Hyatt came to West Virginia for the revival and was preaching, that night I got saved, these verses became me. I was, it says, all ye that heavy laden, labor and have heavy laden. That's, you know, we go through life and we get down and we get out and we say, Lord, you know, what's going on? Why are you putting me through this? Why? I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. You know, but if we look back and see that His mercies are with us. His mercies are new every morning. You know, the definition of mercy is kindness or God will towards miserable and afflicted. You know, and right here, you know, in Matthew, it says, all ye that labor and heavy laden. You know, I don't know about you, but, you know, when you're afflicted and you're miserable, don't you feel like you're laboring really hard? You know, like you're afflicted, like you just can't, you might not be able to get nowhere. You know, you can't get ahead. You can't get anywhere. And, you know, maybe in a world, in worldly assets, you know, you just feel burdened, you know, and the word grace, you know, when I was reading and trying to study all this out, or the word mercy, you know, the grace kept popping up a lot. Grace kept, you know, along with it, you know, mercy and grace, you know. So I had to look up, you know, the true definition of grace. And it says, and the definition of grace is kindness, which bestows upon one that is not deserved. You know, isn't that just like the Lord to show us mercy and grace that we don't deserve? Isn't that just like Him when He went to Calvary? He said, I'm going to take it all. He said, I'm going to take it all when all this is done, when all this is through, you know. And it was my sin that hung Him there, let me tell you. It was my sin that put Him there. But when He was hanging on that cross, He was thinking of me. He was thinking of that day when I got saved. Back, He said, that day I'm going to save that boy in West Virginia. That day I'm going to use that dear brother Hyde, you know, and I'm going to use him to water, and I'm going to do the increase, and I'm going to save that dear boy. You know, brother Hyde, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do it. At the age of 18, I was playing high school ball, and I'm not into stories behind the pulpit, really. But at the age of 18, I wasn't feeling good. I went to the doctor. The doctor then sent me to a cardiologist. The cardiologist immediately sent me to an outpatient surgery at the hospital. Within 3 weeks, I was undergoing heart surgery. After that heart surgery, the doctor told me there is no medical explanation of why you're still here. Your heart should have exploded or given out. There is no medical explanation, Brother Hyatt, that why you're still here. And hey, let me tell you, it was God. It was His mercy. It was His grace. Hey, He knew within 3 years He was going to come by my way and save me. He was going to come by my way and say, I'm going to use that boy. You know? Woo! I tell you what, you get a hold of that. You get a hold of that, boy. It'll help you. He came by my way, Brother Keith. He came by our way. Hey, let me tell you, it's by His mercy. It's by His grace. He came by our way. And they're new every morning. We can get up. We can get up every morning and say, thank you, Lord. It's a new day. It's a new start. Your mercy. Our slates are wiped clean. It's a new beginning. We're going to start over. We're going to strive. We're going to snuggle up to you, Lord. We're going to seek after you every morning. And I'm going to tell you what.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what. I guarantee you, most saints in here could go back and remember that time the Lord saved them. If you can't, I don't know. I'd check up on what you got. I really would. It if you're lost in here this morning, I don't know. I don't know where anybody stands. If you're lost in here this morning, the Lord still showed His mercy on you. The Lord's mercy is still new to you every morning. He's given you time after time and chance after chance. If you're here this morning and within earshot of my voice, let me tell you something. The Lord's grace and the Lord's mercy is available. It's available at any time. This is not something that you have to wait for. This is not, I have to get this right. You know, I have to get better. You can't get any better. I'll tell you what, you'll only get worse. The more you fight, I'm going to fix this by myself. I'm going to, you know, stop doing this before, you know, I got to stop doing this before I get saved. And I'm going to tell you what, it ain't going to work. You might stop for a little bit, but I tell you what, it's only by the mercy of God you did. It's only by the grace of God you did. And until you come and you give it all to Him and you just fall on His mercy and His grace and His loving kindness, you know what? Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Until you do that, until you come, you know, in Luke, you know, we all know the account. You know, the publican, you know, he stood afar off and he smote his chest and said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." You know, and that's what it takes. It takes the sorrow. It takes a repentance, you know, and even he says it, be merciful, show kindness, show grace, you know, and he was begging for that. He was smoting his chest. It wasn't only a inward, it was the outwardness. There was an outward change in the man. I really believe the man, if the man wasn't saved, he got saved. You know, and he went home justified. That's right. You know, and that's what it's going to take. I don't think you need to make a big stink of it in the sense of you don't have to run around the church. I think you're going to want to. When it happens, I think you're going to want to. There's going to be a light that goes off and it's going to click and you're going to say, "What the world was that?" And it's going to cut loose, buddy, let me tell you. And I'm going to say it's by His mercy. It's all by His mercy and His grace. They go hand in hand. And I've studied it out this week. And I can't find a place where really grace and mercy haven't gone hand in hand. And it's a kindness, and it's we don't deserve it. We've never deserved it, and you can't ever deserve it. You can't do nothing to deserve it. And the more you sit there and you think, all I got to do is get this right, and I'll be okay, and I can go to the altar, and you know, I'll be all right. I'll get it fixed then. And let me tell you, you're not promised tomorrow. You could go out of this church house and you could go down to this street and heaven forbid it happens, but you could get T-boned and it's done. That's the end of it. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying it because it's the truth. It's by the Lord's grace and it's by the Lord's mercy. But I'm done.
Appreciate you.